Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from Matthew chapter 21, verse 9. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David!" Do you know the words to "God Save the King"? It's the national anthem of the United Kingdom, and it's also the royal anthem of many nations which form the British Commonwealth. It's a well-known song around the world. And while you may not know the lyrics of every single stanza, the opening verse may be familiar. It goes like this: "God save our gracious King. Long live our noble King. God save the King. Send him victorious, happy and glorious. Long to reign over us. God save the King." And, as you can imagine, these words are sung with particular fervor at parades. So, for the Trooping of the Color Parade last June, King Charles heard these words sung to him by the 1,400 soldiers of the Royal Artillery, 400 musicians, and the countless throng that was on hand that day. God save the King. On Palm Sunday, it was also a substantial crowd that gathered along the route that took Jesus from Bethany to Jerusalem, as people strained to get a good look and give voice to their joy. What a parade! Among those in that procession, as the King of Kings made his entrance into the city, was Matthew, and he tells us, "A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, 'Hosanna to the Son of David!'" Chances are good that these lyrics are very familiar to us as well. You may have sung them on Sunday. And they too are also a prayer, but a very different prayer. The word Hosanna means "save now," but instead of praying that God would save the King, the plea is that God would save us. And that's exactly what this parade was all about. With the words from Palm Sunday's hymns still ringing in our ears, instead of praying "God save our gracious King," our prayer is "God, our gracious King, save us." That distinction wasn't clear to everyone in the crowd that day, and it's not always clear to many today. In medieval times, it was tragic for the king to die. It would have been an unforeseen calamity. For Jesus, it was the very reason he came. This was where the parade was taking him, to the events of Good Friday and the cross. Jesus himself made this clear to the disciples, not once, but on multiple occasions, as he and the disciples drew near the city. In Mark, we hear that he took the 12 aside and told them what was going to happen to him. "We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him and spit on him, flog him and kill him. 3 days later, he will rise." Here is our King, who came with the purpose of laying down his life to save us. God sent his own Son, with you in mind personally, to give his life to save you. By doing this, Jesus stepped into our shoes to take the punishment we deserved for our sins and to die in our place. He did this to bring you forgiveness for all of your sins and bring you eternal life. How can you be sure that all of this has been accomplished and that he did it for you? 3 days later, Jesus rose, just as he promised. Here is God's own assurance that everything necessary to take your sins away and bring you eternal life has been accomplished. So today, when hosannas are sung in church on a Sunday morning, it's an earnest prayer, asking God to have mercy and forgive us for our sins. Save now. And in faith, it's also a joyous refrain, knowing that's exactly what he has done. Instead of longing for the long life of the monarch, it's the wonderful assurance of knowing that through faith, we too now have eternal life with him. Hosanna in the highest! Let us pray. "Ride on, ride on in majesty. Hark, all the tribes, Hosanna cry. O Savior meek, pursue your road, with palms and scattered garments strode. Ride on, ride on in majesty, in lowly pomp, ride on to die. O Christ, your triumphs now begin, o'er captive death and conquered sin. Amen." Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.